Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you are facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. On this episode, we will go over step 6 in the Glover U sales system, market knowledge. In this step, Jeff helps you understand how crucial it is to know the market knowledge to show your credibility. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover on step 6 in the 20 steps of the Glover U sales system.
Market knowledge. And I have some questions that I want to ask you. Specifically, how well do you know what's going on in your market right now? Honestly, could you tell me how many active listings there are? How many sales there are? How many pendings there are? Do you know what the month supply of inventory is? Do you know the percentage of listings on the market versus the percentage of listings selling? Honestly, how well do you know your market, A, and B, how strong are you at presenting that data to a client? Because I can tell you through the years, something I've learned, you know, I thought it was sales skills. Well, there's another piece to it, and it's market knowledge. And it's not just knowing the market knowledge. How well do you present it? And do you present it in a way to where they understand it, comprehend it, and take action on the way that you're presenting it? So I wrote down that we need to accept the fact that knowledge equals confidence, and confidence conveys experience and credibility in the marketplace. Knowledge equals confidence, and confidence conveys experience and credibility in the marketplace. What do we mean by that? Well, let's think about it. You're sitting with two sellers on a listing appointment, going back and forth on price. Do you think they're going to be more likely to trust your recommendation or less likely to trust your recommendation if you can say you've physically seen the properties in the neighborhood or you know the physical attributes of the home? The reality is that when they call you out or say, well, what about this property or what about the home behind us that just sold, you lose points and you lose credibility every time you're not familiar with what's going on in their market. Which is why we're always recommending, especially to the newer agents that work with us, get to know the inventory by previewing property. Get out there and see as many vacant homes as possible so you know what is on the market, you know what is selling, and oh, by the way, just like we had a private session yesterday for our group, one of our panelists said, before I go to a listing presentation, I always drive the neighborhood to see if there's any for sale signs that I missed. How often have you been on a presentation when you're talking about pricing strategy, what it's going to take to get it sold, and they ask you about a home that you had no idea was or was in there? It wasn't in your comps. That ever happened to you? Yes, it has. Well, what if you took the time, a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, to drive the neighborhood before you get to the property, so that way you can confidently say you know every listing and every sale that's taking place? Question I wrote down. How well do you know the current economic indicators going on in your market? How well do you know the current economic indicators in your market? For those of you that raised your hand earlier when I asked who has attended the half-day sessions, I covered the 5 economic indicators. I'll review them very quickly since most of you, or 25% of you, have heard them. Okay, where are we at in relation to interest rates today versus where we were last year? You guys all know they went up about 20%, they came back down. They're still up. They're still up probably 10, 15% over last year. Economic indicator number one. Economic indicator two, the available homes for sale is up blank percent. You're gonna have to get your number from your market. Available of inventory is up blank percent. Well, yeah, there's not a lot of homes coming on the market though, so I don't understand how the inventory is up. Here's how the inventory is up. The same amount of homes come on the market, but economic indicator number three is if less listings are selling, then we have more listings available. So economic indicator number three would be sales are declining at this rate. Sales are declining at this percent. And in most markets, especially most of you are Midwest, and I know obviously we have some folks from out of state, but most of the markets I went and did those half-day tours on, there wasn't a single market that I spoke in where they weren't having decline in sales. which leads to economic indicator number four, and that is, what are your days on markets doing? Your DOM, days on market. What's happening with the days on market? Now, some people say, that's still about the same. Okay, fine. Then if your days on market is still the same, then I would look at the next one, which is, what percentage of the inventory is being reduced? What percentage of the on-market inventory is receiving price reductions? There's all sorts of studies. There's all sorts of data on that. There's national data that says, I don't remember whether it was Zillow or Realtor.com, one of them came out and said, 1/3 of our inventory has been reduced in the last 90 days. That's the first time that's happened since the history of this site. That was the third or fourth quarter of 2018. So do I know my economic indicators, the five economic indicators, A, and B, how well do I present them? Because if I'm meeting with a seller or I'm meeting with a buyer, knowing that information is what's going to create urgency, which is going to cause them to want to take action now versus waiting. Once a month, you should take a look at your actual market data. It doesn't have to be every week, at a minimum, once a month. How well do you know your market data, A, and B, how good are you at presenting it? You have a high analytical, you better believe if I'm going to present to a high C on a listing appointment, I'm bringing data with me. It's part of the presentation.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live on Real with Glover U podcast. To take the real estate self-assessment that begins the Glover U Sell System and have a member of Glover U get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score, go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe. Search for Live on Real with Glover U on iTunes or Podbean and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, knowledge equals confidence, and confidence conveys experience and credibility in the marketplace.